It has been complete chaos outside Bethlehem all week. I've never seen anything like this before. You see, Caesar has issued a decree that everyone must return to their hometown to register for the census. This has turned commerce on its head. I think it would take a complete miracle to top what I've seen today. A complete miracle. Before I get ahead of myself, my name is Stuart, and this is my inn. I wanted to call it the Holiday Inn, but I didn't really think that that would catch on. So many people tonight. So many I had to say no to. But there was this couple. They came later on, and they asked for a room. And I told them the same thing I told everyone else. There's just no room in the inn. But then the woman, she said, "Please. We've been traveling for over 90 miles and we're so tired." And there was something that gave me pause and made me reconsider. But my solution was still the same. There's just no room. But then I could see the woman was pregnant. And the solution I came up with just would have made my mother roll over in her grave. But I offered it to them. I said, "You can have the barn. It's all I have. It's no place for a human. It's full of hay and manure and animals." And this couple, they were thankful. The husband, Joe, I think, he looked me in the eye and he said, "Thank you and God bless you." And then he laid his hand on his wife's stomach and he said, "Because he is about to bless us." I just wish you could have seen this couple. There was something so different about them. The way they treated each other, the way he treated her. I've been trying to come up with a word, but it just escapes me. All I can say is, they were set apart. I just wish I had the words to describe.
Describe your rooms for me, please.
Excuse me?
Your rooms. I need a place to stay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No vacancies.
Oh, you're telling me. This census has things crazy around here. I mean, things haven't been like this in years.
Well, I hear you, but you're out of luck here, sir.
Come on, friend. I've got money, and I know I didn't misread that sign.
No. My sign says no vacancies.
Not that sign, friend. I'm talking about that star right there. I've been following that star for about a half an hour now. I could have swore it meant vacancies, but apparently it means unvacancies. Come on, friend, you've got to admit, that star is right over your inn. It's not over your inn, it's over your barn. And you wouldn't put people in your barn, would you?
Not even a pregnant lady.
Huh?
Nothing, keep talking.
So, my friend, you got anything for me?
Well, I don't have any rooms, but I can offer you this.
No. Caffeine makes me jittery.
No, go ahead. It's decaffeinated. Go ahead. Drink up.
Oh, okay. That is good. Are you sure that's decaffeinated?
That's the secret to Pharaoh's new naturally brewed decaffeinated coffee. It tastes like regular, but it's decaffeinated.
That is one good cup of Joe. I'll tell you, my friend, what I'd really love to have with this is,
Bagel?
Don't mind if I do. Man, nah, that is some good bread.
I got this down at Old Man Moses' Deli down the street. You should pick some up tomorrow before you register.
I better not. I'm trying to watch my weight. I don't need all that butter.
No, that's a butter substitute.
That's not butter?
That has half the calories and fat of regular butter or margarine.
It tastes like butter.
Not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. Well, my friend, would you have any suggestions for me as to where I might lay my head down this evening?
Well, I don't know. Just maybe down the street. It's the sixth motel.
Ah, Motel 6.
It's the one with the light on.
Ah, very well, my friend. Very well. Well, Merry census to you.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said merry census. This census is the biggest thing to hit Bethlehem in years. It's got commerce turned on its ear. So I coined the phrase merry census. It's my own intellectual property. I'm hoping it catches on. Merry census to you.
Merry census.
You owe me a dollar.
Okay. That star, it is right over my barn. That's where the couple is. He seems to think that that star has some sort of meaning. It is unusually bright. Maybe that star does have some sort of meaning. No, Stuart, get a hold of yourself. Stars don't have meaning. That's just crazy.
This is crazy.
Pardon me?
I know what's going on inside your barn. I've seen inside your barn.
You smell like my barn.
Oh, that's just sheep dip. I'm a shepherd.
How do you know about my barn?
Because of that star and them alien angel things. You know, we were just out there in our field just minding our own sheep. And they're all like, bah. And then them alien angel things, they come and they're like, ah. And then we're like, ah. And then that alien angel, he's like, fear not.
And then what?
What?
After the bah and the ah and the ah. Oh.
And they downloaded it into my brain.
They downloaded what into your brain?
Fear not, for I bring you great news of great joy to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. And then them alien angel things, they're all singing and praising. And we're all scared. And then we said, why don't we go see if what they said's true? So that's when we went in your barn, and boop, out come that baby, just like I said.
How do you know all this?
Because it's etched in my brain. Oh, I got to tell everybody. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
I got to go.
Merry census!
Now you owe me $2.
And so it begins. The girl had a baby. That shepherd seems to think that an angel led him to my barn. The shepherd sees and hears about a miracle, and he believes. Me, I keep looking for one. But I cannot escape what's happened tonight. Maybe God has a purpose for that star. Maybe that star does have a meaning. Maybe it's guiding some weary traveler tonight. But it would take a very wise man to answer all those questions. Where are you going to find a wise man around here?
Is this the place?
The place?
The place, come on, I don't have time to waste.
Hey, don't be in such a haste. What's in the case?
The case?
The case. This is the place.
This is the place.
Your name?
Reuben King.
King? Stuart.
You can call me Roo.
You can call me Stu.
Here's my card. I deal in impossibilities.
Impossibilities?
That's my job.
All right. What's in the case?
A barrage.
A barrage of what?
Bulk.
What kind of bulk?
Expensive bulk.
For whom?
The baby.
The baby?
The baby in the barn.
How'd you know about the baby in the barn?
I followed that star.
You followed the star?
I followed the star to the baby in the barn.
You followed the star to the baby in the barn in Bethlehem?
Basically.
The star, the baby, impossible.
That's my job.
Okay, no more babbling around. What's your beef?
Can I bounce a secret off you, Stu?
As he leaned in closer, there was only one thing I could think of. Tic-tac?
Ah, thank you. And only 1.5 calories per mint.
Bingo.
All right, Stu. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be straight with you. I'm going to be frank. I'm going to be coy. I'm going to be Kirk. I'm going to be Captain Kirk. I'm not going to pull the wool over your eyes. I'm going to lay all my cards out on the table.
Get on with it, Rue.
All right, Stu. The baby in the barn?
What about the baby in the barn?
The baby in the barn is the Son of God.
The baby in the barn is the Son of God? Impossible.
That's my job.
Wait. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. How did all this happen?
Well, she said yes. She said yes, and the impossible became possible.
And I left the Messiah out in the cold last night.
Oh, I'd hate to be you. Listen, I'm getting in that barn tonight. I have 2 associates coming. When they get here, can you send them to the barn?
Sure.
Oh, and a drummer boy.
A drummer boy?
Yeah, a little drummer boy.
A little drummer boy? What does he do?
Oh, he's going to bang on his drums.
He bangs on his drums? Beautiful. What ballad?
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Will you tell him to play his drums for him?
Oh, he'll play his best for him.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Catchy.
Oh, I think so. Well, I'm off to the barn.
Merry census.
What?
Merry census. It's the biggest thing to hit Bethlehem, so merry census.
No, Stuart. The biggest thing to happen in Bethlehem and the world is what's going on in your barn right now. You shouldn't be saying merry census. You should be saying Mary had the Christ child in a barn after following a star all day. I didn't even get the shepherds in there. I got to shorten that. Well, I'm off to the barn. Remember, Stu, it was a rough day, but a day that will change the world forever.
And to think I almost missed this, even in my own home. They named him Jesus. Yes, rest, child, rest, for your work is about to begin. Speaking of work, I need to be getting back to mine. I've got a lot to do. So, Mary Sense. No, Stuart. No, don't make this about money and things. It's about the Christ child. Yes. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.